Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having a magnificent day today. And how are you doing today, Ted?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. But, you know, it kind of bothers me because, you know, the New York Times has a writer, Sarah Yejong, and she basically is an anti-white racist. And her question basically is, how can you be racist against whites? Central to today's culture wars, the question of whether or not whites can be subjected to racism is one in which Jews have a lot at stake. I mean, you know, this girl is a hardcore anti-white racist. And what's interesting about this, Candace Owen is one of the most brilliant commentators I've ever listened to on the internet. And Candace Owens has all kinds of listeners. She knows Donald Trump. And Candace Owens actually flipped. And she, by the way, I'm going to add this. Candace Owens is black. And she's, and I'm not saying that she's black because I'm trying to emphasize that she's black. I'm emphasizing that she's not a white person, so she's not defending whites. She's also brilliant. And basically what happened is, Sarah Jean said this. I can't read it to you because it's really filthy language, but you'll understand what I'm going to say. She goes, dumb blanks, effing white people, marking up the internet with their opinions like dogs urinating on fire hydrants. This is what she's, how she's talking about white people. Now, so Candace Owen, the black commentator known on Fox, knows Donald Trump personally, had enough of it, and so she decided to say something back about Jews and black people in the same vein that this other girl did. And here's what she quoted, and Twitter pulled her for this. And here she goes. She said right below it, the above statements are from the New York Times editor, Sarah Jean. She goes, I simply swapped out the word white for Jewish. Now, listen to what happens. She got, I mean, blown up for this. But they've restored her Twitter account now. She said, Jewish people are bull SH, like dogs urinating on fire hydrants. Are Jewish people genetically disposed to burn faster in the sun? Now, she got just eviscerated for this, for saying it. And then she came back and said, look, why is it okay for the New York Times have one of their editorial people write about whites like this, but we can't write about anybody like this because it's racist unless it's a white person? She goes, this is ridiculous. In fact, Twitter suspended Candace Owens, calls it an error after a sharp backlash, and what she posted was the key to this, in which she actually just changed white for Jewish and got all kinds of blowback. Now, we've talked about this on the show before, and that's why I want to start with this topic, Austin, because this is that big of a deal. If you've got a whole group of people out there that hate whites and want to destroy white culture and make white people stop breeding and that all white people should die, you know, if you took any person and you put all blacks should die, all Jews should die, all Russians should die, you know, all Orientals should die, all Hispanics should die, you know, you would have a firestorm unleashed upon you as a racist, and you would be fired from any place in the country, including the New York Times. But apparently it's okay for this dumb idiot, and that's about as graceful as I can be right now, to go out here and say that white people are just like this. Now, I want to applaud Candace Owens for this. And if you guys haven't subscribed to her YouTube channel, you need to. She's brilliant, and I quite frankly agree with her 100%. And I think a lot of other people are agreeing with her now too, Austin, because why in the world is it open game? I mean, there's not even a season on white people. White people are open. You shoot them. They're like wild feral hogs in Florida. There is no season on shooting wild feral hogs. You don't have to have a permit unless you're hella hogging, I guess. But if you're out there just shooting hogs, nobody cares. Nobody cares because they're such a nuisance animal that it's open season on them year-round, just like the Burmese pythons in the Everglades destroying the wildlife, just like it is with white people in the United States. The problem that all these idiots don't get, and it was the Protestant work ethic that brought us to the United States, that built the United States, and we also had a lot of slaves from Africa who also came in, I'm going to say that too, and helped build the United States. And we worked together as a country, though the slavery was wrong, to build the United States to where it is now. We did not have slaves brought in from all over the world, though a lot of the bankers were doing that. I'll be very kind in how I say that. They thought they ran the slave industry. I'll be very kind when I say that. And what's sad about all of this, Austin, is that, you know, we can't segment chunks of the population and divide. This is straight out of the Communist Manifesto. This is what they do. They break up people by breaking them into subsections to get them to fight against each other. And I tell you what, Candace Owens is young, and I am so proud of her for doing this and coming out and doing this. Now, if a white person had done this, they'd have blowback pretty bad, pretty bad. I mean, I'm just telling you. But because she's black, she got away with it. So kudos for her for using her race to be able to point out the inconsistencies and the sheer racial prejudice against whites. Well done, Candace Owens. What do you think, Austin?
Well, I'm glad you reported on it because I was going to bring it up too today with just the double standard that we're seeing all across the board, this being the most current example that was very egregious. And I'm glad she did this because, I mean, this took some guts. I mean, that was not a not an easy statement to write, nor is it something that she knew that it was, she was going to get a ton of backlash from. She knew it was going to go very, very viral when it happened, especially with her following. And but again, it shows you clearly the double standard that is pushed by the leftist media and how they literally can talk about anything they want involving anybody that's white, but as far as it goes the opposite direction, it's completely and totally taboo. Also, too, in other news, I wanted to bring this up because this is something a customer emailed me today. And I've talked about it briefly, but I didn't even realize until I did a little bit more research today and how corrupt our governor, Rick Scott, is, the same governor that basically signed in this unbelievably unconstitutional law. As you guys already know, he completely played along with the Broward County event with the Parkland shooting, basically that has now assured him a seat in the Senate. There's probably a 90% chance now he's going to get that seat. He also, too, gave in to the massive influx of migrants from various places, including the huge population redistribution of Puerto Ricans into the state of Florida as they empty the island. That's one thing I've talked about repeatedly on the show. Most people don't know that, but they actually, Governor Rick Scott gave the go-ahead to reassign and basically relocate over 300,000 Puerto Ricans over this year and next year from the island into the state of Florida. Even though the population growth of Florida is at growing at an unprecedented speed, Texas and Florida are growing more rapidly than any other state in the entire country right now. Florida's infrastructure is crumbling. Our roads are absolutely completely maxed out. You get on I-4 almost any given time now during the day, it's usually a parking lot. And I don't mean that figuratively. I literally mean a parking lot. You can literally park your car and put it in park and sit there and wait for the traffic to go. You know, 45 hour, hour and a half. Sometimes just to go a couple exits, especially when you get towards the Orlando area, and nobody's addressed this at all. And you can't handle that type of influx of people that fast when you already have a state that's the second growing state in Florida. Well, on top of this, now I found out that Rick Scott is basically has become the wealthiest governor in the state of Florida's history. Period. Just by last year, his net income rose almost 60%. He made and ended up selling another company, basically. That what he's done now is, let me just put this as a side note, he has set up multiple blind trusts that his wife and family members are running, that he's basically operating out of and basically running cash through. And now this has been reported today basically by the Herald Times out in Tallahassee. Multiple other ones have talked about it now. The newest one, which is a Continental Structural Plastics, which is a Michigan-based company that supplies lightweight plastic components to the automotive industry. He sold that company for $825 million at the beginning of this year to a Japanese conglomerate. He is literally selling out all the companies now to foreign investors. The company that was bought by Governor Rick Scott in 2005 for an undisclosed price that nobody can find out how much he paid for it was one of the largest assets in his portfolio. The documents filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and the Japanese Financial Services show that Scott and his family controlled almost 70% of the company at the time it was sold, a transaction filed June 29th for some odd reason. Since being governor, Scott has shielded his assets from public scrutiny by using numerous blind trusts and a series of privately held partnerships in his name and the name of his wife, Ann Scott, as now becoming the wealthiest governor in Florida history. His net worth is almost $250 million. Scott's latest report that his net worth rose by $83 million in a single year was notable even for him. And there are numerous other instances of this over the years that he's been involved in now, with basically owning these companies, buying into these companies, flipping these companies. And granted, I don't have anything wrong with basically people making money, but there's obviously some very shady things going on here, with as much as he has completely capitulated to the deep state, how he has given in to pretty much all the demands of other politicians. He's not even a Republican anymore. I mean, he literally signed into law one of the most tyrannical gun legislation laws ever announced in U.S. states history. I mean, it's right up there with California, what he did to us down here. And at the same time, he literally turns into the wealthiest governor that the state's ever seen, with a net worth creeping up to $300 million now. No, guys, that's not a coincidence whatsoever. But I just wanted to kind of touch base on that to show you the level of corruption that a lot of these guys are involved in politics. And you guys can actually see it firsthand now what we've experienced down here in Florida, Deb.
Okay, let me just paint a scenario for you. This is speculation on my part. This is commentary. I'm not going to tell you I've got any proof about this, so I'm not going to even say that. This is my thoughts on this whole topic with Rick Scott. Rick Scott was a career criminal, according to a lot of the newspapers, before he ever even got into office in Florida. And what they do, again, the Rothschild boys control both sides of the narrative in order to control the outcome. Rick Scott was put into position, and he was offered a senatorship, basically a lifetime Senate position, after he got out of the governorship, if he passed the legislation concerning the gun control. I believe that. Secondly, here's how this whole thing works with the sale of this company to Japan. Japan has a Rothschild-controlled central bank, period. End of story. That's who controls Japan. The Rothschild banking cartel can lend money to whomever they wish to lend money to, and can basically do anything they want to do with any companies in Japan as far as from a cash flow standpoint. So if they needed to come up with $800 million for a buyout of Rick Scott's stuff and they owe him, it's kind of like Kavanaugh being given a Supreme Court position after he decided that Vince Foster committed suicide, and 20 years down the road, it was time to pay the piper on this deal. So that's what they do. That's how they do. They pay the piper. Now, what's interesting about all of this stuff is you've got to dig back to the financial institutions involved in the transactions, the financial institutions who are loaning the money for these transactions, and find out who owns these financial institutions. Oh, that's right. We've already talked about it, don't we? We've got four corporations that own almost every asset on the planet. Oh, that's right. They're all Rothschild-controlled, aren't they? Oh, that's right, too. So there's it. That's it. See, he's gone over to the dark side. They probably had a bunch of trash on him, Austin. So it's like Robert David Steele. So he's on the show a couple of years ago when he said, here's how it works. It was Wayne Allen Root when he was on the show. And he said, here's how it works. He says, they're offered all of these riches and all of this glory and all of this prestige if they do what they're told to do, only in certain incidences. He says, and then if they do what they're supposed to do, they continue to give them more and more and more and more as they control them. But now they've got dirty money going behind them. So now they're caught in the situation where they have no choice. They have to do as their handlers tell them to do. But in the meantime, they're either a senator or a governor or a congressman, and they have all of these aides and all of these benefits and all this lifetime stuff and all of this insurance and all these inside deals. You make all this money, so you become super, super wealthy. Oh, we're seeing that already with Rick Scott. And in the event that happens, you then think, well, wow, that's really great. I'm making all this money now. I don't want to jeopardize all this money by voting incorrectly. Hence, we get passed the most draconian drug legislation in the state of Florida's in the history of the, well, pretty much in the history of the United States, except for California's pet stuff and D.C. stuff and New York City stuff, which is all pretty much the same. And you're exactly right, Austin. You called that dead on. You called it months ago. Now we're seeing it again. And suddenly he sells a company for almost $1 billion. Who funded the money? Who paid out the money? It has to be an international banking cartel thing. That's too much money for any corporation to be able to just pull out a cash flow and say, okay, by the way, we're buying this now, this plastics company, for $800 billion. Oh, yeah, Don't worry about it. We've got the money laying around in petty cash. We'll just go ahead and buy that. So don't worry, Rick's got. No. This whole thing was orchestrated and set up and has been in the works for some time in order for this to happen. And now he's wealthy beyond imagination. And Austin, these are just the assets that he's disclosing. We don't know how many other blind companies or blind trusts or how many offshore accounts he has. We don't know any of that stuff.
Yep.
At all. So all we're trying to do is, you know, like, look at what he's doing here. So you're right. He's probably, and here's what they do. They pit him now. Remember, he's now no longer a Republican as far as I'm concerned. He's just a Republican in sheep's clothing, basically another globalist. And he's turned right around now where we're having to go against Bill Nelson, who's about dead anyhow. He's so old, it's ridiculous. And he'll probably beat Bill Nelson. He'll probably beat Bill Nelson as far as becoming the senator. So here's what they did to us again. Then this is what they enjoy doing. We're going to force you to vote for the lesser of two evils. Bill Nelson
Yep.
sucks beyond belief. This guy sucks beyond belief, but we're going to make you vote for the lesser of two evils so you'll be compromised like the rest of these guys are as far as the voters. And if we stay home and we don't vote, then Rick Scott doesn't get in, and then all of a sudden we have another 6 years of Bill Nelson. So we have no choice. Gosh, I hate it when they do this. We have no choice but to vote. Again, they control both sides of the narrative, just like Kahn said back in 1920 after the formation of the Federal Reserve. They hold the earth by its axes. I think it was Otto Kahn, hold the earth by its axes, and they turn it any which way they want to turn it, and they control the narrative by controlling both sides of the equation. Nauseates me. By the way, Facebook, Apple, YouTube have removed pages and podcasts from Alex Jones for hate speech policy violations. Apple confirmed on Monday that they removed 5 of the 6 podcasts, which includes Jones' infamous The Alex Jones Show. Facebook has also removed 4 pages that belong to Jones. YouTube follows suit, removing his channel from his platform. Apple and Facebook said Jones violated hate speech policies on their respective platforms. YouTube removed Jones' official channel because he continued to live stream on other channels, even though he was banned for 90 days due to the previous violations. Okay, I'm not going to make any comments. I don't agree with everything Alex Jones says. Okay? I don't. I'm just going to, you guys, you heard me say it. I'm saying it. That's it. But I'm not bad-mouthing Jones either. There are very few people out there that I agree with 100% what they say. Shoot, after a couple of years, I change what I say sometimes because I find out different things that I didn't know about before that. So I even can say that about myself, that for my podcast from years ago to right now, I probably don't agree with 100% what I said either because I've got new information. Now, that's enough of that. But here's the thing. Our show is also played on iTunes on the Apple Podcast broadcast. I can pretty much guarantee you if that's how you're listening to our show that you're going to lose your ability to do that. They've already pulled me off YouTube. They already snatched us off YouTube. That was done. We didn't get a 90-day probation. We just had 95% of our shows pulled off, gone, done, out, finished. So that's over with. I quit broadcasting on YouTube. I quit even putting YouTube up. There's no reason because I'm not going to compromise. So here's why I'm telling you all of this. Our podcasts are all held in a separate library through GlobalStar. When you go to my website at healthmasters.com, many of you get our emails every day giving you the link back to our podcast for that day. That is not on the iTunes software. iTunes links to that software in order to play their podcast from the GlobalStar server. So it won't affect me as long as you have healthmasters.com. Now, let me tell you one other thing that's happening, too, now, because we've been taking all these attacks. Everybody is. This past week, I tried to Google Healthmasters, and every time it came up, it said the website was a scam and it was not safe, and it would not even allow me to go there through Google on my iPhone. Now, this is being done on purpose. I'm just telling you guys that in advance. All of our security, everything's up to protocol, but they know who we are. So it's what it is. Now, if you're going to search for healthmasters.com, I was putting healthmasters.com, it was coming up, the page wouldn't even let me go to it. Now, if I put in healthmasters.com, Ted Brower, I could pull it up and that didn't have a problem with it. So you can get to our website. That's not a problem. Just be aware of what they're doing because remember, everything they're trying to do is to stop the funding of all the alternative talk show hosts, guys. And here's the thing. You're going to hear stuff on this show you ain't hearing from nobody else because we don't play that game. I don't play that game with any of them. I'm telling you that, guys, the truth from what years and years of extensive research, the reading of hundreds of books and tens of thousands of articles have taught me. And, guys, I know pretty much what's going on and who's doing it, and we are the only show out there that ties everything up in a little pink bow and say, hey, look, this is what's going on. And just like right now, who else have you heard pie, Rick Scott, to the international Rothschild banking cartel that has the Federal Reserve Bank in Japan, who financed this company, guarantee it, to one of their subsidiary corporations for $800 million in loans to buy Rick Scott's mess. Guys, I'm telling you, you're not going to hear it anywhere else. So I just wanted to let you guys have that story. Austin, what do you think? Yeah. What's your next story, bud?
Well, yeah, just to add into that, does anybody else think it's even just slightly ironic that the deal closed on this thing at the end of January, the beginning of February of this year, right before the Parkland shooting? Kind of one of those like, hey, we're closing you out on this deal. This needs to happen. Make sure it goes through. Once it goes through, you're good to go. These things are not coincidental. And the fact that Adam Putnam and Rick Scott are buddy buddies, Adam Putnam, otherwise known as Algae Adam down here, that has pretty much almost ruined parts of the coast of Florida and completely and totally turned Lake Okeechobee into just a sludge pit from all the sugar cane factories and all the environmental runoff
right.
and pollution and sewage, everything else. These two guys are buddy buddies. So is it ironic to anybody that now Rick Scott is making hundreds of millions of dollars, his net worth goes up $80 million in 1 year, the same time we have the Puerto Rico issue, the same time Adam Putnam basically slings all this money and subsidiaries to the sugarcane companies after the hurricane, the same time we have the Parkland shooting, the same time we have all this gun law going to effect, the same time that now Governor Rick Scott is basically running for the Senate, the same time that Adam Putnam now runs to run for governor of Florida. Anybody else think all this stuff is not intertwined at some point in time? Come on. This is exactly what's going on. And his dad just said, they make it so you have to vote for the lesser of two evils now. This is what they have found. Hacking and rigging the elections is very difficult because it's very, very, very easy to get caught now because of the digital age, because of the way you can monitor things, because of the way you can go in and say, so-and-so has been dead for 5 years and they're registered Republican. Why in the world have they been voting for the last 8 years now as registered Democrats? These things aren't hard to pull out now. They've already gotten busted numerous, numerous times rigging them. So what they found is now, it's easier, instead of trying to rig it, to basically put two rigged puppets in the race. That way it doesn't matter if rig puppet A wins or rig puppet B wins. Both of them are rigged puppets that are little globalist do-boys that are going to lick the boot of their master and do whatever they tell them to do
That's
at
right.
any given time, because they value money. They value basically ripping everybody off and increasing their own net worth more than they do actually protecting the constitutional rights and the environmental freedoms of this great state and of the rest of the world and the rest of the country, I might add. It's not just Florida. They have a disdain for everybody because their greed is never satisfied. That's what they have found to do with these guys now. And it's quite troubling to me because I live in this state. I love this state. I was born and raised here. You know, I mean, to see it go to what it is now simply out of this just insatiable lust of greed,
it's
troubling to me. It really is, Dad. You know, to see this, what's going on now, it really, really is troubling. But one thing what you said about Facebook a second ago, I wanted to add on this too, because you guys already know, if you guys still have Facebook and you're actually putting personal information on it, you know, you guys need to reevaluate everything you're doing with that, because you already know they monitor, watch, track, record everything you do, including on your phones as well, if you guys know that as well. They have access to all your accounts, all your microphones, all your pictures, all your content, all your documents, everything. That's why when Harrison was in the office here, he ended up printing off the last 4 years of what he had on his cell phone off of his Facebook account, everything from text messages to transactions to conversations, everything. Well, now Facebook is now asking the largest U.S. banks to share detailed financial information about their customers as part of an effort to offer new services to the users. I kid you not, you can't even make this up. The financial information asked from the banks includes card transactions, checking account balances, according to the report. Facebook, which is trying to deepen their user engagement, is what they're referring to it as, has asked J.P. Morgan Chase, of course, Jew Bank, Wells Fargo & Co., another Jew Bank, Citico, and Bancorp to discuss potential offerings it could host for bank customers on Facebook Messenger. The social media, however, says it will not use the bank data for ad targeting purposes, and it will be very limited and will try not to share anything with third parties. This is an absolute joke again. As I've told you before, Facebook is in bed with the CIA from the very beginning. These guys have used a giant social social media experiment to literally gather as much information as they can on the entire world, and now they think they're privy to your bank transactions. Why? Because everybody continues to sign yes on their terms and agreements and capitulates and gives in to these Rothschild bankers and all these social experiment engineering aspects that they've done to the CIA now, and this is what we have, to where now we knowingly give up our freedom, we knowingly give up our privacy to allow these guys to spy on us, all under the guise of social media, Dad.
It's the synagogue of Satan, Austin. It's the people that claim to be Jews that are Luciferians. They don't have Jewish blood in them. These guys are just Luciferians. I mean, these are the magicians and the warlocks and the wizards. I mean, this is who they are. And the front people they have out there are Jewish. You're absolutely right. And of course, then it's going to get the Jewish people all, everybody mad at them again when this stuff all comes to people see what's going on. Give them a perfect example: the Sun Sentinel. Another completely and totally liberal rag here in the United States, available, huge, huge presence online, has come out and endorsed Adam Putnam. Now remember, this is a super liberal rag. Why are they endorsing Adam Putnam? It says Adam Putnam has done his homework, paid his dues, and he deserves to be the GOP nominee for governor. This is the editorial. Agriculture Commission Adam Putnam is by far the most capable candidate running the Republican gubernatorial primary. And remember, this is because Trump recommended the other guy. I listened to Putnam speak, by the way, a few months ago when Harrison graduated with his bachelor's degree, and I was very unimpressed. I mean, he was awful. You could tell all he was doing and all he was there for was because he was basically campaigning. That's all he was doing. Unfortunately, the race, according to this article, unfortunately, the race has degenerated into a quasi-referendum on President Donald Trump's brand of populism. Again, they hate this because they're liberals, communists. That's due to the president's ill-conceived endorsement of Ron DeSantis. Here we go. A three-term member of the U.S. House of Representatives from Palm Coast, DeSantis has a powerful soapbox in Fox News in which he regularly gives some airtime to dutifully support President Trump and everything he says and does. This is the super liberal left-wing communist rag supporting Adam Putnam. Guys, it doesn't get any more red than this. This is as red gets as far as the communists. And it's unbelievable what they've done. Look what they've done in Africa. Look what they've done in Africa. Right now, in Africa, we have white farmers being killed. The African National Congress actually has now shocked Twitter by calling all white people murderers. The party has subsequently deleted the tweet and said it was quoting someone else through lawyers so they can still be held accountable. A tweet of the African National Congress parliamentary Twitter account shocked many on Thursday when it appeared to call white people murderers. And that doesn't even end there. 139 South African farms now, large farms, have been taken from white owners without any compensations at all. Right now, the South African government, this is all communists, led by President Cyril Ramaphosa from the ruling African National Congress, is looking into constitutional reforms that would let the country continue to expropriate land from white farmers and hand it to black owners without any compensation whatever to steal the land from all of these people. Exactly what Stalin and Lenin did after World War One and before World War One. During World War One. In another article, South Africa on the brink of anarchy as president demands white farmers' land is seized. South Africa's white farmers have hit out in anger at the government's decision to agree to constitutional change to seize the land from them. This is what communists do. Remember, I told you a few months ago, they want your stuff. They want all of your stuff. They want everything you have. They want all of it. They want it all yesterday, today, and now, and forever. That's what they want. Here's the problem. The black farmers that are getting this land in South Africa have never been farmers. They've had, in most cases, they've had a little garden at home in which they took a quarter of an acre and they raised some food for them and their families. These guys are going out. They've got these huge 6, 8, 12-inch irrigation pipes made out of aluminum to basically irrigate thousands and thousands and thousands of acres in South Africa because of the climate. There has to have irrigation for the crops. And they are selling the irrigation pipes as scrap aluminum to basically pick up a few dollars here and there, and they're raising a garden the size of a quarter acre again and letting the tens of thousands of acres lay fallow and not even use them, also because they don't know how to do it. They'd rather sell the irrigation pipes. Guys, this is what's going on in the communist South Africa. This is what all of the people, this is what people don't understand that's happened in South Africa. And the sad part about it is if you give them the chance, Austin, they will do it to every single country. The Soviet Union smartened up. They broke themselves up. Now they got Russia. Russia's not playing this game anymore. He can't stand Lenin. Putin can't stand Lenin. He can't stand Stalin. They've yanked all these statues down. They said these guys were animals. They were terrorists. They were tyrants. They were just basically barbarians. And they don't want to have any memory of these guys in their social records. And Putin's telling everybody that now. He's tied up really tight now with the Russian Orthodox Church, trying to reinstall Christianity throughout Russia, because he's had enough of all of it. It doesn't work. When you take Christianity out, which is what the communists do, remember, they don't want you to have a Christian relationship. They don't want you to have a relationship with God. To you, your God has to be the state. That's how they see it. They've taken God and they put the state in. And what they're doing is they're waiting for it all to collapse into a third world hellhole like California has. Okay? And then what they'll do, they're going to bring in their one world religion underneath Lucifer. That's the goal of all these guys. And see, you have to understand what they're doing and why they're doing it. And so I stand with the black folks in Africa and the white folks in Africa who are standing against this tyranny, and I stand with all of the people, regardless of any color, globally, who are standing against this tyranny, and I stand with all of the people in our network, Austin, of people who we work with and support on our talk shows, and all of our listeners, if they stand against tyranny, because like Austin says, you cannot believe what they've done to the state of Florida. Now, I'm telling you this, and I'm going to go on record and say this. To me, it seems very, very odd that hurricane sat on top of Puerto Rico and destroyed all this infrastructure. And there are many parts of Puerto Rico that still don't have power. It seems very odd to me that they have HAARP, which can control hurricanes and steer them and stall them. It seems odd to me. And it seems odd to me that Puerto Rico had just defaulted on $50 billion to the international banking community and refused to pay it because they said they didn't know it was basically scam money. And now nobody will loan them money to restore their infrastructure. And they're sitting out there with no power, no electricity. Like, I think half the island is still without power. And now they're bringing private contractors in to rebuild the infrastructure and force them to pay for the utilities in advance before the infrastructure gets put in. And they can turn their power off whenever they want to if they're not going to be good little Puerto Ricans and pay the bill. They're privatizing the doggone power grid is what they're doing. Guys, this is what these guys always do. As Austin said it earlier, it's greed and avarice that makes this happen. They already have trillions of dollars, trillions, thousands of trillions, quadrillions of dollars. It's not enough. They want complete and total, they want the population of the planet to be subjected to them. They want everybody to be cowed down to them and to lick their boots. That's what they want, because they're consumed with greed and they're consumed with lust for power to bring in their doggone serpent god from the pit. This thing is so ridiculous, Austin, but finally, because of the new Gutenberg press that we call the internet, and shows like this, and shows like the Hagmans, and shows like Hodges, and shows like Sheila Zielinski, we have the ability to go out and we got the rights to fight against this. But guys, if they're not tying this stuff back to the international banking cartel, the shows that you're listening to, and if they're not tying it back to Zionism, and they're not tying it back to all of this mess, then they're not giving you the full picture. I'm telling you that right now, because guys, it's all part of the international banking cartels that control our CIA, that controls our military, that controls our government, that controls our people. That's how this thing works. And guys, if we don't understand that as dedicated Christians and followers of Yahweh and Yeshua, then shame on us. You can't pretend like it's not happening and these guys aren't real. You see it all over the news, Austin. What do you think and what's your next story?
It really is crazy. When you see what they've done as far as controlling the entire narrative as far as the monetary policy and how the Fed pretty much does what they want and the IMF and the United Nations and all these guys work together. And what's interesting about it, I saw this article today, I thought it was interesting because we see this push, this collectivist push towards socialism. And in the United States now, so aggressively, especially from the younger generation, and a lot of people have been asking this, you know, why is this idea becoming so aggressive? And a lot of it comes down to the money magic that these bankers have gotten used to doing through inflation and other means, because a lot of people don't understand
Exactly.
With inflation, it's blatant manipulation. That's what it is. It's manipulation of the money. People want to sit there and act like, oh, natural inflation, this and that. No. The only reason you start having massive inflation is because you basically start spending, you start printing off significant portions of money for without any backing at all. If you have something that's backed by gold and you're basically trading in more gold for paper, you can't theoretically have much significant inflation because you're literally swapping currency for currency. But Americans now have felt the cost of rent, medical service, which a lot of that has been from the Obamacare basically scam as well, tuition, and even other basic living expenses rising faster and faster and faster and faster. And it seems that even some people that are even making decent money, you know, you're doing pretty good. You're making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. That is the point now where in some cases, especially in some parts of the United States, that's like pennies on the dollar. You go out to California and other places like San Francisco out in California. I mean, you go rent a basic one-bedroom studio apartment, it's like $2,000 a month. Just a basic apartment out there. That doesn't even include your electric or your house, as far as your food or anything else. I mean, so and what people are realizing now, since the dollar has basically been a pure fiat currency. It's pure money magic. That's all it is now. It is backed by nothing. This allows the Fed to print as many dollars as it pleases, and without the discipline imposed by some form of a gold standard or some type of backing, it does precisely that. The U.S. monetary supply has exploded 2,106% higher since 1971. And what's crazy about this is that the federal minimum wage was $1.60 in 1968. It was $1.60. That's what the minimum wage was in 1968, $1.60. Now, there's a whole lot of reasons I could go into. I'm not a huge fan of minimum wage, but this right here that I'm about to tell you explains to you why we're having such an issue and why so many millennials are leaning towards this socialist mentality. The minimum wage was $1.60 in 1968, as I just told you. Today, it's $7.25, or 353% higher in dollar terms. So you look at that and you go, okay, well, it's basically risen significantly, 353%. But what nobody bothers to tell you is that $7.25 that you get now buys you almost 90% less than that $1.60 did back in 1968. That's the story you won't hear on the mainstream media. Exactly. You won't hear from the Federal Reserve, and you sure as heck won't hear from any bankers. The reason why all these millennials are gravitating towards socialism is because their finance becoming harder and harder and harder to maintain even a basic middle-class lifestyle. The inflation has been basically a way of self-perpetuating itself on top of that, because the more inflation that occurs reduces living standards, the more people push for programs that create even more inflation. This includes things like universal basic income, higher minimum wage, which in turn is another cycle of inflation. The more people basically get on food stamps, government subsidies. I mean, we have 46% now of the population that's on some type of government subsidy, and that doesn't include all the people that have government jobs. I'm not knocking anybody for having a government job, but what I'm saying is now the government employs a significant portion of the population. You take those jobs out of the market, we have a serious issue. So it's only a matter of time before this fight for 15 goes for fight for 20, then fight for 50, then fight for $100 an hour, and that's what nobody is realizing is that until we get our monetary policy under control, we basically nationalize the debt from the Federal Reserve, we are not going to be able to control this out-of-control inflation. It's not going to happen. And people have to understand that right now, because it is going to get worse the more these guys print money hand over fist. I mean, remember when they did quantitative easing basically to infinity a couple of years ago? They started giving the Reserve Banks $85 billion a month. I mean, can anybody sit there and comprehend $85 billion? I mean, we look at, you know, Jeff Bezos, who's, you know, basically a CIA cutout. We already know that. And this guy is, like, ultra rich. He's worth, like, $120 billion. That's his net worth. It's, like, $120 billion. The Fed was printing off $85 billion a month and giving it to the Reserve Banks. Guys, this is what's causing the hyperinflation that we're seeing now, except they're trying to go in and say, well, this is natural inflation. This is just occurring because of the natural occurrence of the monetary policy. No, it is not. It is blatant money magic, Dad, and we have to start calling it out for what it is and stop just accepting it and saying, well, this is this and this is that. No, it is money magic, it's pure manipulation, and it all comes down to greed and control, as you just talked about earlier.
That's exactly right. I couldn't have said that any better. I don't think I could have said it as well as you just said it, Austin. That's exactly what's happening. In fact, for the inflation to have kept up with the minimum wage of $1.60 an hour, because I remember when it was that, it would literally have to be 20 times that, or we'd have to be making like $25 an hour minimum wage right now to make it still able to have the same lifestyle that we had at $1.60. People, I was paying a quarter gallon for gas. You know, I mean, you could buy a brand new, you know, Pontiac GTO back in the 60s for like $3,500. I mean, you know, they're worth, you know, 20, 30, 50 times that now as far as from an antique standpoint. I mean, you could buy a brand new Monte Carlo in 1973, brand new. I mean, nice one, loaded up for like $5,000. I mean, now they're like 40, 50, 60 grand or whatever you get on them. I mean, it's insane. Why? Because of exactly what you said. By the way, Stephanie Molinax and Lauren, basically, the Southerners were censored in Southern New Zealand this weekend. The debate was canceled, and the speech was silenced in the news interview. Now, here's why. They talk about IQ differences in immigration. Like, we talk about Somalia having a 69 IQ and how you have different IQ differences, which is just genetics. I'm not saying anybody's any better than anybody else, just what the IQs are. But the white gen, and they're also talking about the between races, the white genocide in South Africa, and the war on Western culture. So they discuss all of this kind of stuff like we kind of do, and they basically have their dog on their debate, their talk canceled after people were already driven to see all of that, and that's made national news. Now, the reason they don't want you to know what's going on is because of stuff like what's happening in Sweden right now. In Sweden right now, there was a group of kids last summer. They were all Somalians, you know, so now we're dealing with basically a 69 IQ, and these Somalians came in and they raped a small 13-year-old girl, Austin. They raped her, and then they posted it on YouTube. After they raped this girl, they posted it on YouTube. And when they did that, they basically got busted. They got busted for it. Let me read the article. Sweden, last summer, a 13-year-old Swedish girl was given alcohol and raped by four Somalians, 69 IQs, who filmed the event and posted it on social media. All of them claimed to be under 18 years of age, which probably they are not. Three of them received a sentence of 8 months youth detention, and a fourth male who said, I'm under 15, he wasn't even charged legally because he's considered to be a child. Court documents show they've all have dual citizenship in Sweden and Somalia and cannot be expelled back to Africa. This is what the Montanus talk about. We've talked about. Guys, you can't intermix cultures with people that have 69 IQs. Even in the military, if you don't have like an 83, 85 IQ, you can't be brought into the military as a draftee, or you can't enlist. Why? Because they found if you don't have a minimum IQ of at least 83 to 85, that you cannot even be trained for menial jobs like sweeping floors or dishwashing. You're not capable of doing that because you're basically at the learning disability level, like your body's like you're, I don't want to use the word retarded, but that's what we used to say back in the 50s and the 60s. I don't know what the new current vernacular that is, Austin. But this is what we're doing. We're bringing these people into the United States and into Sweden and into Europe. They were going to hire them in these German factories, but they cannot be trained because they simply can't understand how things work. But they can understand how to pull a doggone trigger on an AK-47 or pull the pin on a hand grenade. They got that. So it's one of those things that we have to do everything we can to stop this unbridled immigration. Because, guys, if we get enough of these guys in here and all they know is war, running around with AK-47s and spraying people with bullets, if that's all they know, that's all you're going to get out of them. And we don't need that in the United States. But, of course, that's what they want, don't they? If you read the Pike's letter to Mancini, that letter that supposedly now is a fake, I don't believe that for a second. And then he said there'd be three world wars started. This is what they say. It's going to be against the Christians and the Muslims and the Zionists. Guys, I got to go. I'm driving down real quick to Sarasota and down to Fort Myers. I want to go check out this red tide for myself and report on to you guys tomorrow. God bless you. I love you. Got a chance to pray for you again this morning. I appreciate you. Austin's going to finish the show and do the write-up. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for supporting us. You guys are the best.
Yeah. absolutely, man. You be safe down there. And also, too, speaking of what's going on with this Muslim capitulation now, France has just passed a law saying that children can consent to sex with adults now. This is a sign of France capitulation and basically this full-blown acceptance of Islam. They basically, because as you guys know with Muhammad, what they believe is that he married his favorite wife, Aisha, when she was six and consummated the marriage when she was nine. A little child, and so they cannot set an age of consent now because Islam doesn't have one. So they now completely pulled the age of consent to sex with adults with children. It's a sign of how quickly Western values erode when your leaders do not want to defend them. An article has said France passes law saying children can consent to sex with adults by Baxter Dimitri. Said President Macron's government has voted against having an age of consent in France now, becoming the latest nation to give in to pressure from an international network of liberal activists determined to normalize pedophilia and decriminalize sex with children across the world. Federal law in France now has no legal age of consent, meaning adults who have sex with children of any age cannot be prosecuted for rape if the child victim is unable to prove without reasonable doubt that violence, threat, duress, or surprise was involved in the child's rape. The problem with this, guys, if you're dealing with a 5, 6, 7-year-old child, as sick as this is to even talk about, they're not, what are they going to say? They can be told to say anything. They don't know any better. They're completely and totally innocent. And for these guys in France to give into this, the law was signed into law in the French Parliament on August 3rd. The children's right group has massively criticized Emmanuel Macron, another total globalist, for failing to provide a legal age of consent to protect children, pointing to the recent decision by the French courts to refuse to prosecute two adult pedophiles that raped an 11-year-old girl because authorities could not prove that the child did not consent. So it literally, unless you have like a piece of paper that's signed by all parties and you're saying, I'm not consenting to this, if you do anything to me, you're raping me, and they can actually produce that in court. If you basically can't produce that in court now, they pretty much go ahead and say, well, it wasn't really rape because you can't prove that it was rape. This ideology, it literally boggles my mind. I really have a hard time even understanding it. And the fact that they're taking this further and further and further down the lines. Remember, I told you guys this for months now. I said, this whole push for transgender rights, this whole push for normalizing this weird behavior, it knows no bounds. There is no line drawn in the sand. That's why there were very clear-cut morals in Leviticus, even in Exodus, even back when you go into basically the Ten Commandments. God has a very clear line of morals and things you cannot do and things you can do. There's not a whole lot of gray areas at all with this aspect. And so the thing about this is, what they've done is they've slowly blurred that line in their mind, and they're trying to take it further and further and further and further and further. That way there is no limit on the depravity that they know, and they can't get in trouble for it as far as they go. Very, very weird stuff. In other news, too, the first round of U.S. nuclear sanctions on Iran went into place on Monday. They said President Donald Trump gave banks and companies 90 days to prepare for the return of many of sanctions he abandoned in the 2015 Iran nuclear deal in May. Since then, Iran's currency, the rial, has plummeted and the Iranian economy is faltering, sparking protests across the country. The Trump administration is wagering that the sanctions can pile enough pressure on Iran that they will lead to a better deal than President Obama secured, even though Obama encouraged the same penalties and marshaled far more international support for them. That's just another aspect of what's going on right now with these guys. Also, too, I thought this was interesting. Basically, the Defense Department on Monday issued an order barring all personnel from using any type of geolocation services on their personal and or government-issued devices in all operational areas. This policy, which applies to smartphones, tablets, fitness trackers, and smartwatches, and all other applications with geolocation features, goes into effect immediately. They said the rapidly evolving market of devices, applications, and services with geolocation capability presents significant risks to the Department of Defense personnel both on and off duty and to our military operations globally. These geolocation capabilities can expose personal information, locations, routines, and numbers of DOD personnel, which an unintended security consequences and increased risk to the joint force and mission. Under the new measure, combatant commanders in operational areas can make exceptions for certain government-issued devices for mission necessity that they're involved in. Well, the reason why I want to bring this up, is because they're blatantly telling you right here that these devices, and they're saying right here, they're barred from using any devices that have these geolocation services on them. It doesn't matter what phone you have. You're not allowed to even bring it or have it around you. So if you have any phone, any tablet, any tracker, anything that has this type of geolocation service on it, you basically are barred from having this now in your possession. This is because of what these devices can do and how effective they are at literally pinpointing you down to a couple feet. As you guys know, most of the phones, even if you turn them off, they can still track you. The biggest thing is do not give them your consent. You know, they can still track you on some aspects. There's no doubt about it. There's certain things about that that, you know, are not cool at all. But do not consent to it. Like on your phone, if you go on there, make sure your location's off. Make sure your tracking's off. Make sure your permissions are off. Do not give permission to any of this stuff unless you absolutely have to use it for a specific task, and then turn that crap back off. Because they may monitor it and they may watch it and they may look at things on it, but at that point in time when you turn it off and you do not consent and you do not basically agree to their terms and agreements, if anything happens or anything occurs, it now becomes illegal for them to basically monitor, watch, and track that. It doesn't fix the problem completely, but at least helps the situation out. And of course, if you're going to be going somewhere and you're going to be going to a place that you basically want to keep private, it's even best on top of that to not even have a cell phone with you in general. You see that in movies all the time. Something happens, they throw your cell phone in the trash. There's a reason why they do that. That's not a joke. That's not like a funny little movie thing. They do that for a reason, because of how easily you can be tracked and watched and monitored with something simply that even contains a geolocation device, even something like a Fitbit. So I thought that was just very, very crazy stuff that's going on right now. Also, too, in other news as far as with health, we've got a lot of different sales on the website right now at healthmasters.com. Be sure to check them out. The joint relief formula, you know, I talked about this on the show on Friday a little bit on the Hagman Show. If you guys didn't get to hear that, it was a great show. Had a lot of different discussions, really went into detail on what's happened down here in Florida. And for you guys that don't live in Florida and it doesn't affect you, forgive me, you know, for continuing to bring this up, but the reason why is because for so long, and I was even guilty of this as well, we've looked at California and said, well, that's California. That's not going to happen to us out there. They're not going to pass laws like that over here. They're not going to do stuff like that. That's California, blah, blah, blah. The problem is now they're beginning to do this in majority of the states. They're doing basically these firearm restraining orders. They're doing registrations of firearms. They're doing bans on certain firearms and magazines. They're banning bump fire stocks. There's all these things that they're doing now on a regular basis in numerous states across the country. And the issue that I talked about, this was before, once enough states enact this into law, that means that state legislation is voted on it and they're at least over 50% agreement that they want these things banned. Once that happens, you can pretty much guarantee that there will be federal law following at that point, especially once we have Trump out of office. This is their desired goal, is to completely and totally disarm the American population, as they've pretty much done in California. I mean, if you even have a rifle with no military features that's legal, that has a bullet button for a magazine on an AR-15, it now had to be registered the beginning of July, as you guys heard me talk about before. They've completely and totally castrated the state of California to the point now that you're getting fined and going to jail if you're in possession of a straw. I mean, you guys have seen that. I mean, it's like a giant joke. This is where this goes when there are no limits. And this is why I've always warned people, never allow your firearm rights to be stripped away from you, because at every point in time throughout history, when the government has come in and basically disarmed a population, genocide has always occurred shortly thereafter. Always. Every single instance known to man. So don't think for a second, because we live in this great country, that we're basically shielded from that if that happens. Because if they get to a point where they could come in and completely and totally gut the Second Amendment with all these different in-rounds that they've done now, like down done in Florida, like they've done in California, and people just put up with it, people just capitulate and give into it, there will literally be no limit on what they will continue to get away with. Because, guys, they have noticed they don't go back on anything. They continually act on other laws, more laws, more laws. That's why almost every single year now, we have some big school shooting. We have some huge debacle on TV about it. We have the mainstream media calling and screaming for more gun control, more gun rights, more guns to be confiscated every single time in every instance. Then a lot of times they capitulate, they add in a bunch of new ones, and this happens over and over and over again. It's death by a thousand cuts, or it's disarmament by tiny laws. That's exactly what we're reaching to now. So just be aware of that, understand what they're doing, and fight the best you can to prevent this from happening at every point you can. So we really appreciate the support for that, guys. Thank you for the prayers, and also thank you for all the order comments you guys have, and you've been sending us. It's always nice to get responses back and positive feedback back on the orders, you know, on the order comments whenever you place those. Also, to be sure to check out the product of the week, the Vive Eye Rescue Serum, which is basically on sale right now for over 10% off. Be sure to check that out. It's on sale for like $34. It's really pretty much the cleanest, purest anti-wrinkle cream and face serum you're going to use. I can guarantee you that. If you guys don't like it, I've used it personally. I don't use it all the time, but I have tried it. I've tried all those products. If you guys don't like it, send it back and we'll give you a refund on it. We've already told you that. We have a 90-day money-back guarantee on our products. If you're not happy with them by 90 days, send them back and we give you a refund. We want you to be happy with the products, and we don't sell stuff that we're not confident in. So if you're not happy with it, let us know and we'll make it right. So there's so many different things we have available for healthy skin externally and internally now. The resveratrol, the alpha lipoic acid, and the regeneration, that's another one that's really, really good for overall healthy skin. I actually had a customer the other day email me, and they started on that protocol. They basically started on the Ultimate Multiple Powder, the Alpha Lipoic Acid, the Resveratrol, the Regeneration, and the new Vive formula as far as the facial cream and the eye serum. And they emailed me back. They've been taking it for about three, four weeks, I think. And they said, I cannot believe how much younger I look already. They said, so many people basically are commenting on my skin, on how much I glow, how much better my skin looks, basically how much smoother it is, how the wrinkles are going away. And this is like a, I think like a 52-year-old woman that sent me this. You know, this wasn't like a 20-year-old kid. So that right there, you know, when you see and you hear stuff like that, it shows you that, I mean, it's multifaceted. The topical products are incredible, but when you combine them with the oral products like the ALA and the regeneration and stuff like that, it really plays a crucial role and has a very significant synergistic effect on what it does to the skin and the presence of the body and the glow and this basically smoothness of everything. So that's just a side note right there. Also, to be sure to vote for the other products of the week right now. I think the probiotic 350 billion is actually winning again. We put it up there to Seeds. We had a really good response on it, and a lot of customers said they missed that sale, so we allowed it to be voted on this week from a couple weeks ago, and it looks like everybody's voting for it again. So be sure, if there's any other ones that you want, vote for them on the website at healthmasters.com. That's always been a very popular thing with the product of the week, and we like doing that to really give you guys a voice in what you want. That way, you know, we have different specials like the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit, the Maximum Energy Kit. Those are huge specials, and those are great products. We sell a lot of them. But the product of the week is really for you guys to get your feedback and let us know what you guys want. So be sure to vote on that. Anybody of your friends or family that shops with Health Masters, get them to go on the website and vote for that and vote for the product that they want to see win. That way you guys really have a voice in what you want to see on sale. And then whatever wins, it wins. We don't try to change it. We don't try to mess with it. It's as natural as it gets. And you can only get one vote per IP address as well, so you don't have people basically going in and voting 20 times on their phone. Can't do that. So we appreciate you guys. Thank you for the support. If you need anything, call us, 1-800-726-1834. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.